Welcome to Tardi Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Adina Schmidman, and today we are starting the fourth cycle of Tardi Mechanach Yomi. For those of you who are returning learners, Yasher Koach and Mazel Tov on your tremendous accomplishment. Welcome back. And for those who are joining for the first time, welcome. You are part of a community of learners, women from all over the world who together are embarking on a journey with both timely and timeless messages. I wish you much hatzlacha every step of the way, every perek, every day. And now for today's perek.
Welcome to Tarati Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esti Kimchi, and today we will be studying Sefer Yehoshua Perek Aleph. A new era is about to begin. Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai u'masra li Yehoshua. Moshe had received the Torah from Har Sinai, and he passed it on to his faithful Talmud, Masharis Yehoshua. The period of Torah has now ended, and now we are entering into the period where Klal Yisrael will be led by Yehoshua. Sefer Yehoshua is going to take us on the next stage of Am Yisrael's journey. Sefer Shemos, we'd met Moshe Rabbeinu. We'd had him through Sefer Vayikra, Bamidbar, Devarim, led by Moshe with his mata in his hand, open nisim. Through him, we'd seen Eser Makos. We'd crossed the Yamsuf. Moshe, we know, is called the perfect Eved Hashem. And it was Moshe who gave us the Torah at Har Sinai. Moshe who led us in the Midbar for the last 40 years. And for the last 40 days of his life, Moshe Rabbeinu had spoken to Am Yisrael. And now Sefer Yehoshua opens with Am Yisrael still sitting in the 30-day mourning period for Moshe. They camped in Arvus Moav, the plains of Moav. They're facing the Yarden. And beyond that, they can see Eretz Canaan. I imagine the mood of the people must have been very mixed. This is it. The end of their 40-year journey. They no longer they'll have the Ananei HaKavod. They no longer have the Be'er Miriam. They no longer have the Mon that have stopped falling when Moshe Rabbeinu had passed away. And now they are looking at their new leader, Yehoshua. When I picture Moshe Rabbeinu, I always picture him and imagine him with his mata, with his stick in his hands. And in fact, Moshe says about himself, he says, mata Elokim b'yadi, this stick of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in my hand. And this mata really was a very much a part of the journey. And we are going to notice right from the very beginning that it is no longer there in Sefer Yehoshua. This mata of Moshe really tells us much about the relationship that Bnei Yisrael had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and with Moshe throughout this period. The mata is going to represent a period of open nisim. The mata was there at the Eser Makos. The mata was there at Kriyas Yamsuf. Throughout the 40 years in the Midbar, we know that Am Yisrael experienced a direct relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They had beautiful, clear nisim, and they were led by Moshe, who had the highest level of a nevuah, spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. But this is all going to change as we reach our next stage of the journey. We will no longer be living in this world of absolute nisim. We're going to be living a much more physical experience. Am Yisrael are going to move into the land of Canaan. We're going to have to fight real battles. We're going to have to settle the land, become farmers, build homes. And now our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be much more about every single individual needing to learn how to turn and reach up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's individuals. Yes, they're going to be Nisim. Yes, for sure. Throughout Sefer Yehoshua, we're going to see amazing miracles that happened as they went and conquered the land. But the new level of existence is going to be one where each Jew has to learn how to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu where there are no longer open Nisim. The Netziv on Parshas Chukas teaches us something magnificent. At the famous story of the hitting of the rock, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to go and speak to the rock. And really what Hashem was saying to him, says the Netziv, is Hashem was saying, Moshe, we're about to enter into a new period. We're transitioning out of this 40 years of open miracles, and we're moving into a period where every single Jew is going to have to learn to stand in their field and turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an individually talk and daven to him. And Moshe, I want you to speak to the rock, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is your way of demonstrating that every individual is able to turn and individually talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we know that Moshe Rabbeinu does not do that. And in the end, Moshe hits the rock. And the Netziv says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, you belong, Moshe, in this world of openism. You belong in the world that included a matter that represented openism. And that is no longer the world that Bnei Yisrael are moving into. And you cannot continue this next stage of the journey with him. Moshe is not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. And the Torah we know ends with his death. And the next stage begins, and we're introduced to Yehoshua, and we're immediately given a very clear description of how this new era is going to look and who Yehoshua, this leader, is. Pasuk Aleph starts, Vayihi acharei Mos eved Moshe Eved Hashem, and it was after the death of Moshe, who was called the Eved Hashem. Vayomer Hashem al Yoshua, and Hashem says to Yoshua ben Nun, Masharis Moshe, the man who's called the Masharis, we'll understand in a little while what a Masharis actually means. And Hashem says to the Masharis, Yoshua ben Nun, the Masharis of Moshe, saying, now before we do that, let's take a step back and try to understand why Yoshua is the absolute ideal leader for this next stage of the journey. The Gemara in Baba Basra says that Pene Moshe kechama, the face of Moshe is compared to a sun, and Pene Yoshua kalavana, the face of Yoshua is comparable to a moon. The truth is, the first time we meet Yoshua, we see that he's not given a title. You know, we don't know too much about him. He's told by Moshe Rabbeinu as Moshe climbs Har Sinai and the battle with the Amalek is taking place. And Moshe is fighting like the spiritual battle with his arms held high into Shamayim. Yoshua is told by Moshe, you go and fight the very physical, real battle with Am Yisrael over here against Amalek. And the next time we meet Yoshua in the Torah is he's waiting at the foot of Har Sinai, waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu to come down after 40 days and 40 nights up Har Sinai. The most well-known story, of course, with Yoshua is that he's one of the Meraglim that is sent into Eretz Canaan. And actually, if you look in the listing of the Meraglim, he's fifth in line. And the Ramban says they're listed in order of importance. So really, from these three incidents so far, we don't get a picture of Yoshua being someone we would like look up to and value as the leader, as the next person to take over from Moshe Rabbeinu. And yet, we know that throughout the entire period of Sefer Yoshua, there are no instances of complaint, there is no major sin, and there's, you know, there is one sin with a man called Ochan, we're going to see that in Perek Hey, but the whole period of Sefer Yoshua seems to be a very peaceful, beautiful period. It could have been terrifying times, but under Yoshua, Klal Yisrael experiences immense bracha. So what was the difference between a Moshe and a Yoshua? Moshe really was a son. He was so powerful. He had so much light. We actually know that he had to wear a veil when he came off Har Sinai. We're told that there was a Karen Ar Panav. He had like light emanating from his face. The Pasuk says that Pnei Yisrael were afraid to come close to him. Moshe's light was so immensely bright, and we needed that light. We needed this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We needed this time of open nisim to guide us through the period of the desert. But now we're transitioning to a next stage, much more stage of physical involvement, a stage when we each need to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our own and work on this relationship. And now we are ready for a Yehoshua type leader. We are ready for the moon. And Yehoshua was this perfect moon. He'd spend his entire life soaking up the rays of Moshe's sun. In Shmos, in Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Yud Aleph, we're told at the end of the Pasuk after, we're told that Moshe had spent 40 days and 40 nights speaking face to face to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something that no other human being ever experienced. The Pasuk says, Masharso Yoshua ben Nun, Na'ar, and his Masharis, his servant, his helper, Yehoshua ben Nun, who's called a lad in the Pasuk, he wasn't so young at the time, Lo Yomish Mitocha Ochel, never left the Ohel, never left Moshe's side, never left the tent of Moshe. And actually, the Bala term says there's one other place where the Yomish appears in the Torah, and that is with regards to the Anane HaKavod. When the Torah speaks about the Anane HaKavod, we're told that the Anane HaKavod never moved away from Klal Yisrael. And that same language is referring to Yehoshua. He never moved from Moshe Rabbeinu's side. He spent every single spare moment right by Moshe. And the Gemara Yevamos tells us that every bit of Torah that Yehoshua taught came directly from Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo hasir devar mikol hashet tziva Hashem es Moshe. He didn't veer from anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had taught Moshe Rabbeinu. But more than just a Talmud, more than just somebody who learned Moshe's Torah, he is called a Masharis. What is a Masharis? Somebody who stands and serves, somebody that Medrash tells us that he cleared up the Beis HaMedrash. He made sure to set up the Beis HaMedrash. He made sure to be around Moshe watching his every single action. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai tells us in Gemara Brachos that Gedola Shimusha Shel Torah Yoter Milimuda. Really, you can learn more from being in service of a Talmud Chacham, in service of someone who's close to Torah, than you can even from learning Torah from them. So we see that Yehoshua was a true moon, soaking up Moshe's every drop of light. There is another attribute to the moon in the night sky. With a moon, you can see the stars. And the Sfas Emes and Parshas Pinchas tells us that if Yehoshua nimshal levana, if Yehoshua is comparable to a moon, shehi im hakochavim, then a moon works with the stars. And we see that is true of Yehoshua. From the very beginning, Yehoshua works together with the people. From Perek Aleph, we're already going to see Vayitzav Yehoshua Shotrei HaAmleimar. Yehoshua is going to command his officers. He's going to involve the people and tell them and give them jobs to do. And the same we're going to see as they get to Yericho and the battles there. And the same is going to be happening at Har Gerizim and Har Evil. Yehoshua was a leader, but the people had a much more active and prominent role unto him than they had with Moshe. Malbim shares another beautiful idea. We know just before the battle with Yericho, capturing the miraculous capturing of Yericho, the night beforehand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a malach that appears to Yehoshua. And the pasuk tells us that the malach Hashem says to him, Sha'al na'alcha me'al raglacha ki hamok mashato meid alav kodeshu. Yehoshua, take off your sandal from your foot because the ground you're standing on is holy. Now we know all about taking shoes off, sandals off feet. We've had that. It's very reminiscent of the story, of course, with Moshe Rabbeinu at the burning bush. The first time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Moshe Rabbeinu at the burning bush, we're told there, our pasuk says, Shal na'alcha me'al raglacha ki amok mashato meid alav admas kodeshu. Hashem says to him, take off your sandals from your feet because the place that you're standing on is a holy place. And the Malbim points out a very subtle difference between Yehoshua's experience and Moshe Rabbeinu's experience. The idea of taking a sandal off your foot is taking yourself out of the Gashmias world, removing yourself from physicality. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu for the first time, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, remove both your feet from your sandals, both your sandals off your feet, because you are now stepping out of the world of physicality. You are, so to speak, going to have, you know, your whole entire self is going to be in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's where you're going to exist from. With Yehoshua, it's going to be different. The Malbim points out that Yehoshua was told to take off only one sandal. Yehoshua is going to have one foot in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. He's going to receive Nevuah. He's going to have a very direct and close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he is going to still remain with one foot very firmly planted in this world. So there we have it. The Netziv tells us one more thing. Beautiful idea. That Kashem She'ein HaLevana Zarachas just like you cannot have a moon shining when the sun is still in the sky, in the same way, the light of Yehoshua, the light of the moon, couldn't shine when the light of Moshe's sun was still out there. And now, when Moshe Rabbeinu has passed away and we've ended this era of sunlight, now Yehoshua's moon was ready to shine, and Yehoshua was the perfect man to lead Klal Yisrael on this next leg of their journey. Perek Aleph is only 18 pesukim long, and it's actually read as a haftorah for Simchas Torah. It's so beautiful. As we finish learning the Torah, we move straight into the story of Yehoshua. And the perek begins with Yehoshua receiving a nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pasuk beis Moshe avdi meis. Moshe, my servant, has died, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'ata, now come, get up, avaris ha-yardin hazeh, cross this yardin, ata, yuvachol ha-amazen, all this nation, el ha-aretz, asher anochi, nasin lahem, livnei Yisrael. You're going to come into the land that I've given to Bnei Yisrael. The Abarbanel says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, come, get up, it was very real. Yehoshua was sitting on the floor, physically mourning still for his Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yehoshua, it's enough. Get up. The time of mourning is over. It's time for action. And actually, the Gemara Temura adds that B'sha'ash niftar Moshe Rabbeinu leGan Eden. As Moshe Rabbeinu was about to be niftar, as he was about to leave this world and go to Gan Eden, Amar lo Yehoshua, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Yehoshua, Sha'al mimeni, ask of me, kol sfekos sheyeshlach, do you have any questions? And the Gemara says, Amar lo, Yehoshua turns around and says, Rabbi, klum, hinachticha sha'a achas, v'halachti l'makom acher? I have no questions. Did I leave your side for even one moment? Did I go anywhere else? And the Gemara continues and says, automatically, miyad tashash kocho shel Yehoshua, Yehoshua's strength left him, v'nishtachu mimenu shlosh me'os halachos. He forgets 300 different halachos and 700 different sveikos enter his mind, 700 different confusing thoughts enter his mind, v'amdu kol Yisrael lahargo, and all of Am Yisrael gets up to kill him. They wanted to do away with Yehoshua, who now 1,000 different thoughts, Torah thoughts, have been lost because of the way Yehoshua acted. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, come, get up. Don't leave Am Yisrael with any more reason to want to harm you, Yehoshua. Get up and put Klal Yisrael into action. Get them ready to start crossing over the Yarden and entering into Eretz Canaan. Pasuk Gimel, Kol Makom Asher Tidruch Kaf Raglechem Bo Lachem Netzativ. Hashem says, everywhere your sole of your foot touches, this is an area that I've given, that is an area that I told Moshe that would be given to you. And the Abarbanel says this was again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Yehoshua a very important message. Yes, there are going to be open nisim. You're going to experience unbelievable things as you come and you conquer this land. But you have to know, it's a very practical acquisition. Komokom asha tidruch kafrag lechem. You're actually going to have to put your foot on the ground and physically do the work. The next pasuk, we're told the immense borders that Eretz Yisrael is going to, and the Am Yisrael is going to have in Eretz Yisrael. And pasuk hey. Hashem says something very beautiful to Yehoshua. He says, "Lo yisyatziv ish lefanecha kol yomei chayecha. No man shall stand up before you all the days of your life." And the Malbim says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is assuring Yehoshua that nobody throughout his entire years of leadership would ever challenge his leadership. Kashar yisi im Moshe ayye imach, Hashem says, just like I was with Moshe, so too I will be with you. La'arpacha v'lo e'ezvecha. I will not weaken my grasp on you, and I will never abandon you. And then the words of Chizik continue in Pasuk Vav and Pasuk Zayin. Hashem says, Chazak v'emat, be strong and be courageous. Ki ata tanchil es ha'am hazeh es ha'aret. You are going to cause this people to inherit this land, asher nishbati la'avosam la'seis lahem, that I had already sworn and promised the avos and imahos, their ancestors, to give to them. Pasuk Zayin, rak chazak v'emat ma'od. Just be very strong, be very courageous. And now Hashem says, to do what? Lishmar la'asos kochal ha'Torah she'tzivcha, in order to keep and to do all of the Torah that I commanded Moshe Avdi. And Hashem continues and says, Al tasur mimenu yom l'smal, don't veer right or left, l'man taskel b'chal asher tileich, in order that you shall have success in all that you do. And it's very obvious, this repetition of chazak v'ematz, chazak v'ematz. And the Gemara in Brachas tells us, chazak v'ematz, chazak b'Torah, strengthen yourself in Torah v'ematz, and strengthen yourself as well, b'ma'asim tovim, in good deeds. And really, this is a message for every single Jew. Every one of us, chazak v'ematz, has to continually in life strengthen ourselves, both in areas of Torah and both in areas of continued growth in our midos, in our vodas Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Moshe Rabbeinu, Yehoshua, as long as you stay connected to Torah and mitzvahs, lo yamush sefer haTorah hazeh mipicha, as long as you remain connected to Torah and mitzvahs and it doesn't leave your mouth, v'hagisa bo yomam v'alayla, and you are involved in it, says Radak, it means you actually physically talk in Torah all day and all night, l'man tishmar, in order that you should continue to keep, la'asos to do kochala kosov bo, everything that's written in it, ki az tasliach es darkacha v'az taskel, then you're going to have success and then you're going to prosper. And the Radak points out something that is a beautiful musar to every single one of us as well. What does it mean, v'hagisa bo yomam v'layla, you should speak in it day and night? Of course, we cannot speak Torah day and night. We have to be involved in physical olam hazeh kind of things. We have a life to lead. Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of physical things for us to do in this world. But Radak points out, every moment that you're not involved in olam hazeh things, every moment that you're panoi, that you're available, when you're not busy with doing olam hazeh kind of things, then a Jew is obligated to be involved in Torah and mitzvahs, or in Torah and learning Torah. Hashem continues and promises Yehoshua that everything that I've commanded, everything that I've told you is going to come true, and I'm going to be with you wherever you go. And then after the Nevuah ends and Yehoshua is armed with all of this beautiful energy and messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pasuk Yud Aleph tells us that Yehoshua now turns around and he commands the different officers and he tells them, in 3 days' time, tell Klal Yisrael that in 3 days' time we're going to be crossing over into Eretz Yisrael. Hachinu lachem tzeda, prepare for yourself provisions. And the Mefarshim and the Malbim and the Medrash there tells us that this was both spiritual preparation. They have to spiritually prepare themselves, just like we had 3 days of preparation before we got the Torah. 3 days you have now to prepare yourselves before we cross the Yarden. This is on the 8th of Nisan. They're being told this. They're going to cross over on the 10th of Nisan. So spiritually, but also physically prepare yourselves. Pack up your bags. Take your weapons with you. They've been camped there for quite a while at this point. And make sure you're good to go spiritually and physically, because we're about to cross over into Eretz Yisrael. The parak ends with Yehoshua turning around to 2.5 tribes, Reuven, Gad, and half of the tribe of Manasseh. And Yehoshua reminds them that they had made a promise to Moshe Rabbeinu that even though they intend to stay and they had been given permission to stay settled and live Me'ever HaYarden on the eastern banks of the Jordan where Am Yisrael is situated right now, that they had promised Moshe Rabbeinu that they would come into battle with the rest of Am Yisrael in order to fight against the Canaanites so that Klal Yisrael could settle the land. And Yehoshua tells Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Sheva, Manasseh, you have to make good on your promise. And they turn around to Moshe Rabbeinu and they say to him, Vaya'anu es Yehoshua lemar, and they answer Yehoshua and they say to him, Kol asher tivisanu nase, everything that you command us, we will do. Ve'es kol asher tishalachnu neilich, everywhere you send us, we're going to go there. Kachal asher shamanu el Moshe, kein nishmai lecha, everything that we listen to Moshe properly, we're going to listen to you also. And then they end with a beautiful bracha to him. They say, Yehoshua, Raki Hashem Elokecha Imach, just Hashem should be with you. Kasher Haya Moshe, just like how he was with Moshe. And any man that doesn't listen to you, any man that goes against your words, he will be put to death. And they finish by saying two words that we've already heard before. Yehoshua has already heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They say to him, Rak Chazak V'ematz, just have a lot of courage. And with that, Perek Aleph ends. Bnei Yisrael camped out on the Yardin, Eretz Canaan in view, ready to cross over into the land that they had been waiting for and living towards for the past 40 years. I'm excited to continue together daily on this journey through Sefer Yehoshua. We're going to follow Bnei Yisrael as they cross into the land, they fight battles, and they divide and settle the land. And I hope that we can gain and grow through the learning. The Sfas Emes on Parshas Mishpatim tells us that no longer have Nevi'im today, of course, but when we learn the Torah, when we learn the words of the Nevi'im, it's through that that we can find a way to strengthen our love and fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So our learning Sefer Yehoshua together should be a way of us reaching up and gaining and growing in our own personal connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sefer Yehoshua is dedicated by Nina and Chaim Schenker in memory of our dear grandmothers Miriam Schenker, Rachel Freeman, Teresa Schreiber, and Bella Oppenheimer, Alena Shalom. Shalom, Neshot Chayel, who lived with the utmost commitment to Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Hasadim, despite the physical and spiritual challenges they faced living in the United States, Israel, or Europe. May their example continue to inspire our families and the family of Klal Yisrael. I wish everyone a wonderful day.